If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Raisin Bran? You got to put Raisin Bran up there. Everybody knows it.
It's Mike Shope.
Listen, get your own stupid old dying person team and choose your own cereals.
And the Bulldog.
I shall unleash my fury upon you like the crashing of a thousand waves.
That cereal is soggy. You reach into the fridge for the milk and open the lid on the milk to pour it in there, and that crap is already soggy.
I am untethered and my rage knows no bounds.
That's a problem for a cereal.
A huge problem.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog on WGR Sports Radio 550.
I think I know the answer, but I'm not quite a student of the game. Daryl Porter Jr. would not count as a, what do they call it, former Bill returning to the Bills player because his dad was on the Bills.
Okay, that's the Porter?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
No, it's not gonna
yeah,
count.
No, it doesn't count. Yeah, no, I can't, no.
Daryl Porter Sr., if that's what he goes by, had a touchdown for the Bills in the 2000 season on a fumble return, and then the next week caught a 44-yard pass from the punter.
That's pretty good.
Chris Moore.
I also feel like he was the guy that was maybe most accused of not staying home on home run throwback.
Yeah, I thought that too. Not exactly that, but I thought of that play, and you know, you can't really find that as quickly in the stats because there are no stats for not being in position.
I just felt like he might have been as close to the smoking gun as there was for that. He was the only guy, but maybe he was like the outside contain.
Oh no,
and was the guy that like was supposed to be over there where Dyson caught the ball.
We needed PFF.
Yeah, right. Maybe they would have filled us in on that. Yeah.
Maybe they would have.
Yeah. Well, I hope his kid isn't carrying that around.
Me too. Would he not have had a choice, right? This is one where you're on a team's practice squad.
Yeah, if the Bills poached him off a practice squad, then it's a choice. Yeah, he could have chosen to stay with Pittsburgh.
I mean, they're in the playoffs too.
Yeah. Yeah.
But this is... Well, maybe he knows, like, there's a better chance that he'll dress Hairston.
Yeah, maybe because of Hairston being hurt. Yeah. I mean,
there would still be a promotion, but there's no limit to that in
right,
the playoffs.
Maybe he thinks, or maybe the Bills have even told him, like, you outrank Dane Jackson. If we need to elevate a guy for this playoff game, you come here, you're getting a jersey. I don't know that that happened, but
maybe the Steelers should take Dane Jackson.
I would think there's got to be a good reason for them, you know, for him to agree to it. Well, I mean, it's going, you know, going to a better team, I think, right? But did they
lower seed?
Sure. Yeah, no home games, probably.
Maybe he just wanted to go to Florida.
He won't be able to play in front of his beloved fans here. That doesn't make any sense.
Daryl Porter Jr., welcome to the squad. We'll see what it means to the reverse AFC power rankings powered by Empire Electric, your residential neighborhood electrician. Visit EmpireElectricians.com. I wanted to do these today for two reasons. Well, including that it's Tuesday at 3. Like, that's usually when we do the power rankings. But one, to rank the bad teams going into the offseason. And then two, Jacksonville has been the one in this the last two. Is that how we really want it? The last 2 weeks, Jacksonville has essentially won the reverse AFC power rankings. And I don't know. We'll see if that happens again.
The last time I was a part of this process, I firmly believed that they deserved to be where they were. That was on the heels of them doing a number on the Broncos.
Right.
In Denver.
And they have two wins since at Indianapolis, and then they blew out your Tennessee Titans.
Yeah, nothing as good as that quality. But that was, to me, that's a, you know, people are split on the Broncos. How good are the Broncos? I mean, they're the one seed. They've got a legendary coach. And a strong defense, and they just worked them, Jacksonville. So, and that was really the start of my that's the team I think I don't want to see campaign.
Did you watch that game?
Yeah, I watched.
See, I didn't.
It was wire to wire. It was maybe I said it this way that Monday you weren't here. That was the beginning of Christmas week, and that it might be the first time a lot of Bills fans sat with the Jaguars. It was a 4 o'clock game, and it was on locally, and it was an eyeful. So that started it for me. I mean, I had been high on them earlier in the year, and then they just seemed like they were kind of jaguaring their way to like a 10-win season maybe. But they really impressed me that day.
I was trying to stay alive on Route 89.
Right.
That was, I guess, the next night, but still, that was that weekend. Okay, let's see what happens. 16.
Come on. Jets. I'm not going to do the spelling thing like Fireman Ed, but holy cow.
NYJ.
Just a bad scene all around there. Was there anything interesting in their locker clean out? I was following along with our buddy Dan Leberfeld, and all I really caught was that he was excited about it because he feels like that's a longer form forum. Usually you get maybe more in-depth responses to questions. It's both guys, right? The GM and the coach. And I didn't see much about the content other than from Dan that he thought it was unusually short. That there were a lot more questions to be answered, and they I don't know if, like, you know, the media relations people got involved and like threw the towel in, like, oh, it's enough, or like any of it was contentious or what, but he just thought it was shorter than he was expecting. So
it's amazing that they had it. No, I didn't hear a word about it.
Okay.
It was too short, I guess.
Maybe
I would have heard one thing. 15.
Las Vegas.
Yeah, I'm going to go Raiders.
Okay. Kind of an unbelievable season for them. The Jets season, I mean, I'll say it, not unbelievable.
No,
I'll say it because I usually am more bullish on the Jets than anybody I know. But I have to, like, it's not shocking that this happened.
Right.
The Raiders, it is, and I'm thinking about, like, fantasy drafts and how popular Genty was, and that was a trap. Sixth overall pick, elite prospect, Pete Carroll, Chip Kelly, Geno Smith, Bowers, you know, there was enough to like there, I thought, that wouldn't just completely fall apart. And, you know, Pete Carroll really had never had a team that bad. You know, his teams were always at least, they were like Tomlin teams at worst, where you'd argue about whether they were actually bad, but their record wasn't bad. But this was total disaster.
for the Raiders.
With big, Genty. Yeah, with all those big names everywhere, too. Definitely more surprising than the Jets. Not by a ton, because the Raiders are kind of as dysfunctional as the Jets, I think, in a lot of ways. Meddlesome owner, and it might be hard to get guys' attention there. You probably really need, I don't know if Mark Davis can attract like the stern, faith-based leader type that Sean McDermott was when he showed up here in 17, but I'll bet that's what they're shopping for.
Oh, Vegas.
They need to tighten it up. Vegas.
Can Las Vegas and faith-based be a fit?
Mm.
Well, there are a lot of churches because people get married there. Quote churches.
Chapels.
Chapels.
Yeah.
14. Tennessee. Still nowhere.
Yeah.
Matt Nagy. Vance Joseph.
Right.
Come on. Get serious. 13.
I'll just say I like the quarterback. I'll whisper that every week. I like the quarterback.
Okay. Yeah, I think you're going to find out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, you always do. It's one way or another. I think he'll play. It would stun me if they hired a coach that went like, actually, we're starting over.
They won't.
They will not. They're going to hire a guy that thinks that he can work with Ward. And I think that's a worthy pursuit.
They probably have to do that.
Yeah.
Who are they supposed to go get instead? Maybe they'll have a better backup plan, give it half the season or so, and be able to bail if they so choose.
Yeah, and EJ Manuel year two is in the window there, I think.
13.
Four games for EJ in his second year, for folks who don't remember. It's a long time ago now.
He did go back in because of injury.
Right.
Right?
But he never was the guy again.
No.
That was the end of it.
13, Browns?
Yes, Browns.
Sanders.
We're kind of doing the standings in reverse order, but I mean, or not in, you know.
I guess.
A little bit. I mean, these bottom four, though, are inarguable to me.
Sanders is on the team.
Sure.
But may not be, probably shouldn't be week one. Does that new coach have to do that dance like the Cam Ward situation? I don't think so, probably.
No, a fifth round pick. No. I don't. That would really surprise me.
I wonder if they could hire a coach based on quarterback preferences or even like connections. Like if the Browns, they've shot big before. If the Browns were open to Kyler Murray, never mind. Because Kingsbury and Kyler Murray were not simpatico, I think. So.
Yeah,
but no. You know, something like that where
yeah.
I can get you this guy if you hire me. I wonder if there's some sort of a package deal possible.
Is there
Cleveland.
Any chance that someone they interview says, hey, what about Deshaun Watson?
Well, how would that be? He's there.
Like, I wonder if that would
Bill O'Brien
help that guy get the job. You know, like I can fix this for you. I can turn these frowns upside down. I can make this into a strength as opposed to a laughingstock.
Turn the Browns upside down.
Right.
Is Bill O'Brien, like, where is he these days? Is he maybe
Boston College?
Okay.
I think that's right.
Is that maybe like a actual name, perhaps, to your point?
I don't know. Did they have, that was when Watson was at his best, right? I mean, O'Brien, I always liked him as an offensive mind. I think he got into trouble, like, maybe doing a little too much there. Had a little too much sway.
What about that idea?
There's no way the Browns publicly double down on, like, a coach that's going to try to fix Watson.
I think that's the thing, is how do you sell that to a fan base?
Of, like, that's why is there any chance that they hire a guy that wants to do that? I think there's almost no chance.
How do they ever sell whatever they are selling to the fans? I don't know. Yeah, probably not. 12. Colts.
It's a little dicey here,
I'd say. I want to go Indianapolis. Because if we're starting to look to the offseason, make the Sauce Gardner trade, you got no first-round picks. Jones is a free agent and hurt. So they're kind of – they're back where they were to
not
start
just hurt,
this year.
But like an Achilles.
Yeah.
That happened in what, December?
The end of the year, yeah. They're back to where they were to start this year, which is they have no quarterback but maybe a talented roster.
Richardson.
Oh, right. Boy, here we go again, right?
Who's the coach for him?
I thought it was the guy that they have.
Oh, that's right. They still have their coach.
They still have their coach.
So that's out.
I thought that was one of the reasons why I liked them picking him. I thought, like, this guy is going to make this work. Look out. Whoops.
11. Well, I don't know. Miami?
Bengals. Miami. Miami's more nowhere at quarterback than the Bengals are. The Bengals have Burrow. That's to their credit.
10.
Bengals.
I guess. Yeah, I don't know who else to pick here.
Well, I want to pick Pittsburgh, but that just seems like a little much. And you'd probably have to consider Baltimore before Pittsburgh.
Yes, I think that's right.
I hate that, though.
Well, wait a minute. We don't have to do anything.
No.
It's a reverse AFC power rankings. If we think the Ravens are better than the Steelers, we can put the Steelers above them. Is that how it works?
Yes, you still can do that.
Right.
Well, I guess now it's time to decide that. 9.
I will say Pittsburgh.
I'm going with Pittsburgh here.
Okay. We just don't watch games.
No, we don't. I hate football.
Yeah, all right. So, like, the Ravens didn't have a pass rush. They had a lot of unfortunate injuries, right, even into their final night. Missed a field goal. They still have Lamar, you know? Like, they still have, as long as that's
at least for now, reputable. They have Lamar. I mean, I don't know what's going
right
on there.
Like, Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh.
Maybe they win this week again and just
bring Rodgers back next year. Like, they're going to be they're going to be nowhere. They're going to be looking for Mac Jones next year. Or Kyler Murray or Tua if Miami moves on. I mean, I imagine Tua playing for the Steelers.
I know.
Oh, God.
Actually,
him in
yes.
that uniform, yes. It's just kind of incredible to me to envision him with that, like, throwing that pass that got intercepted in that night game late in the year that was just, like, the worst pass you've ever seen an NFL quarterback throw.
In Pittsburgh.
In Pittsburgh, right. Imagine him in the Steeler uniform throwing that pass. Like, I can't even fathom. Can't do it. Doesn't process.
8, Baltimore.
Yeah, that's reasonable.
7, Chiefs.
Yeah.
6,
Chargers.
I guess, yeah. I mean, I don't have a better idea. 5, Denver.
I love it.
Man, doing fantasy stuff today, ADP chasing, trying to figure out tournament lineups. Nobody knows what to do with Denver. Like, who are you supposed to want?
Yeah.
And what our group ended up doing, it wasn't my favorite idea, but I liked the argument. So that's where we ended up, is going with Knicks. One player per team, and now we have a Knicks team.
Oh, boy.
And, you know, they won't even play this week.
Right.
But if you want, if you see Denver winning a couple games, that's all they would need to make the Super Bowl.
Right.
But even winning one, who do you think does anything? Like, it's RJ Harvey? Is it Sutton? This is not the point of the power rankings, but Denver does not have a lot of juice there. And that's maybe why I thought of them for this here, because of that.
Knicks has, to me, I don't know if the widest variance is exactly right, because I think it's more meh than good. But when he's good, he pushes the ball downfield and hits throws. When he's bad, it's like he's scrambling to his right and throws it into the stands.
Well,
like, that is a very frequent occurrence watching them. Maybe I'm just biased by that Jaguar game. I feel like that happened. Both things happened in that game. I think he hit some throws, and then he also was just, There's a lot of that with him.
I would love for CBS to play, like, that sound effect. When a quarterback throws the ball away.
That would work. I should work on trademarking that.
Yeah, like, the conversation this morning on that show was, what if Denver gets down by 10 points? I said if they get down by 10 points, they should end the game. It was brought up how they had a huge comeback against the Giants this year. Like a massive
18-point fourth quarter comeback, I think, is what that was.
Yeah, and I thought, so what?
It was the Giants.
It was the Giants. Like, I don't know. They often played from ahead. I mean, they weren't down that often. But when they got down to the Jaguars in the game you watched, that
was
over.
Kind of over, yeah. They did not have a big punch to come back.
One of the many interesting things about this year's playoffs is the 2-1 seeds and how, especially Denver, not proven they are. Denver was in the playoffs last year. Seattle wasn't. But still, like, you've got unknowns there. Four.
I'm going to say Houston.
Bills for me.
I'll go Houston.
You guys obviously didn't watch a certain game this year when they played each other. Three.
Buffalo.
Okay. Two.
New England.
Jacksonville.
New England.
Jacksonville wins again. 3 weeks in a row. What's the over-under on where they come in next week? They'll either be one or they'll be like eight.
Right.
Maybe not eight, five or something.
Right. I think 4.5 is your line.
They'll either be one or they'll be at least four, maybe closer to eight. I don't know. Well, that's the reverse AFC Power Rankings, the famed reverse AFC Power Rankings on WGR, powered by Empire Electric, your residential neighborhood electrician. Visit EmpireElectricians.com. Who would you rather have in a fantasy tournament, James Cook or Josh Allen? Depends. I guess it depends on what we're talking about. Like
fantasy, like the format. Thing you just talked about. Like, you know, he's the one guy from my team or a team, and I got to see how far he can run. I think I would say Cook. To me, it's more...
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Likely that if the Bills get on a roll... that Cook would rack up touchdowns than it is that Allen is going to have incredible passing numbers. I think Allen will still, you know, part of the Superman thing with Allen and him having to do all the heavy lifting is it doesn't necessarily have to equate to big games, right? There can be touchdowns in there, of course, and that matters a lot to this, you know, a fantasy conversation. I think it's more likely for me a script unfolding where the Bills win a couple of games here is Cook gets off and Allen just sort of fills in around him. I think if they have a scenario where Cook, like if you get him out in playoff fantasy and you end up regretting it, I think they're probably, the Bills are in real trouble.
Yeah.
Because I just don't think that they have a dependable enough passing game. As great as Allen has been in his career, especially in the playoffs, I just don't know what the move is going to be here, what the go-to is going to be. Kincaid, but I feel like I'm constantly one wrong step away from him barely playing or not playing at all. So it's just very shaky to me.
The props are out. It's the playoffs. For a Tuesday to have, at least at DraftKings, to have props like we do, that's pretty good. Cook is the favorite to score a touchdown in the game. The only minus money guys, so you'd have to give up more than you'd win, are Cook, Travis Etienne, and Allen to score at any time in the game. Bills are 1.5-point favorites. I don't want to force the fantasy tournament context here. And also in those, you never get to change. So you're getting a guy for the entire playoffs. But I don't know about Cook in this game. What I was thinking about today was, so he's their strength. He's their kind of their engine this year. A lot of that is breakaway runs, but still, like, it's almost to the point where they need him.
Yeah. I think you should get over that. I think they need him.
Yeah, I mean, it's mostly been true.
Yeah.
In the game against Philadelphia, you know, at least the reputation of a big, talented defense, the Bills went out for that game and ran three wide receivers, like, every play for much of that game. And it almost read like they didn't think they could play their game against Philadelphia. Like, where's the three tight end? Mm-hmm. Kincaid didn't play, but still, like, where are the bully Bills?
Where's the beef, right? Yeah, yeah.
And could that be the case here, too? Jacksonville has been almost the best in the league. They're 3.9 yards per rush allowed, third best. So do I go in there and try to trick them and hope that Brandon Cooks can get open and try to do that? Offset with Cook. I mean, Cook wouldn't be a ghost in the game, but do I think I'm better off going in that direction, better matchups maybe, or try to win with your fastball, with your best pitch? And I think that's heavy.
Yes, it is.
And Cook, over under, I'm seeing like 95 rushing yards for him, which is, you know, commensurate with the kind of season he had. 803-0550 for your thoughts. Ross Tucker today at 4. The Sabres are home tonight for Vancouver. Paul Hamilton will join us for pregame coverage at 6. So pretty wide open. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. Thanks for listening. This is WGR.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.